I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center. Welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about what is faith. We're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, where it tells us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Some versions say it's the confidence of things hoped for. Some versions say it's the certainty of things hoped for. We're going to be diving into this. What is faith? It's this place where the doubts have been removed. I like to think of faith as the emotion of believing, where we're putting into motion the things that we've firmed up, the decisions and conclusions we've made in our hearts about what's really true. It's the confidence. It's the substance. Think of substance. It's think of subfloor. It's the thing that you're standing on, something that's underlying what's in this visible realm that we truly see. We're going to take a look at this a little bit more today. We're going to be taking a look at a passage of scripture from my book, The Eighth Date, on what is faith. And then we'll take communion over this today. So all these daily communions, the way we start these daily communions, is with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And this is the prayer that I pray every day over myself, my family, all those connected to me. Now, there's other prayers that I pray, but this is the foundation of what I start with every single day. And then we get into this time of just examining ourselves before we take communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, all their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. Thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes. We've been praying a new part in our prayer lately. God, send us people that we can help today. Send us opportunities to be good, to do good and opportunities to be a blessing. And help us to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Remember, you got to wake up with some excitement and some energy for the day. And masters of anything, we have to put some fun into these things, but masters of anything are masters of the four fundamentals. Masters of the fundamentals. And these are the four fundamentals that we talk about mastering regularly. These are skills. These are practices. They are skill sets that we can grow stronger in every day. But our first fundamental, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. Either we're positioned in the light or we're positioned in darkness. There's no in between. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in humility and forgiveness, receiving forgiveness from God, walking in forgiveness with yourself, and walking in forgiveness with other people. It's also walking in love. To walk in the light is to walk in love. They're one and the same. It's receiving that love from God and letting it flow through you out into the world to other people. One of the greatest ways we can stay positioned in the light all day long is to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. One of the greatest expressions of faith. We talk about this often. One of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. Gratitude and praise, especially when you haven't seen the answer yet, shows that sign of that confidence, that certainty of the things that you're hoped for, the things you've prayed for, the things that you're believing for, even though you haven't seen the answers for them yet, and you start praising and thanking God that he's on it, that he's with you, that he's for you, that he's working on that answer before you've even seen it yet. That's a great expression of faith. Now, when we're in the light, we've got access to everything God has, and we have it by faith. Confidence that all this is available today. His spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy and his mind and his wisdom, they're all available right now today to begin flowing through you. We've got access to his health and his energy to flow through us today, access to his time and finances and so much more. But then we got to start to magnify that light. We got to get positioned in it first, and then we got to start to magnify it. To magnify is to make bigger or greater, and it's all about what we're focused on. We're all focused on something every day based on what we're thinking about and talking about and meditating on. And the more we magnify something, the more we focus on it, it begins to expand. To magnify the light is to expand the capacity and give God a bigger area to work and flow through us in our life. It also helps to get it more established in our hearts, so that we can sustain it longer. It becomes more fixed and immovable and consistent, even when there's pressure and issues going on around you. So to magnify the light, we can magnify God's word and his faithfulness and his unfailing love. To magnify his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. To magnify our righteousness in Christ. We've got peace with God. God wants to help today. We can magnify everything good thing that he put within us. It says we have treasures in jars of clay. We can magnify whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. The Bible tells us to set our minds on these things. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems, but it's choosing to bring them into the light. And we often talk about this, bring them into the light. Often we have these issues and problems, and there's one way we can magnify them. We just focus on them and just take complaining about them and just talking about them and over and over and over. But there's another way of bringing them into the light. Often we suppress things. We got them buried down deep on the inside. And bringing those issues and problems into the light, we're saying, you know what, God, I might not be able to fix this, but I'm going to trust that as we bring this into the light, we speak the truth in love. I'm going to bring this into the light that nothing's impossible for you. And we're going to magnify God as bigger than the problems. We're going to magnify God as bigger than the problems. We're going to have problems and issues. It's just choosing not to magnify them, to bring everything into the light, open and transparent and free in the light. But he does give us a choice. We could choose to stay positioned in darkness, to stay magnifying darkness, just be stay bitter and resentful. Think about all the ways we've been wronged. Just be dwelling on all the issues and the problems. Not forgiving from things in the past. Worrying about the future. Trying to figure it all out in our minds. Just staying stuck in our own head. This is where we got to get good at recognizing those symptoms. When we're in darkness, usually there's rebellion. There's this insisting of trying to do things our own way. There's this heaviness and pressure and just feels oppressive on you. Might feel hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck and there's no way out. Your energy levels begin to diminish. Then there's the fear and stress and worry, dread of the future. There's often confusion about what to do or which way to go, because when you're in the dark, you can't see. As you stay positioned in it consistently, you get into these bad habits and bad patterns, these vicious cycles that can't seem to get undone. But when we're in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. There's rest in your soul. When you rest, God begins to go to work. And when he begins to do the work, it's not you doing it anymore. And now everything feels free and easy and effortless. And his energy begins to flow through you. His peace and his joy and his love begin to flow through you. And all of a sudden, you've got hope in any and every situation. And as his mind begins to flow through, you get these aha moments, these flashes of insight. We just know that you know this is the thing to do right now. You stay positioned in this consistently over time. Bad habits and bad patterns, things you've been stuck in, just begin to break off of you effortlessly as God begins to set you free. And this amazing gift of grace, our goal is to work on getting where we sustain this all through the day. But sometimes we get off track. And this amazing gift of grace, it only takes 1 second to turn the tables. It only takes 1 second to turn it around and get back into the light. Just humbling ourselves. Father, forgive me, I missed it. If we need to humble ourselves with anybody else, we humble ourselves. We receive that forgiveness. We offer forgiveness. We reconcile with people. We just start praising and thanking God for his goodness and his grace and his unfailing love. And that what he put in you is more than enough. Everything he put in the light for you is more than enough. Start doing that. You're going to experience a shift very, very quickly. Suddenly. It just flows all of a sudden. And then we got to stay tuned in today, every day. Today, every day. Our third fundamental, just listening for God's leading and direction. Every day, he's trying to lead you and guide you and teach you and train you. What's he saying today? What's that direction, that leading that you have from him today? And every day, what I like to do before bed is get my journal out and I'll start by getting positioned in the light, start praising and thanking God, start magnifying him, thinking back over the day, all the things that went well that day. And then I'll ask this question, what did I learn today? What did I feel like God was trying to show me today? And I'll ask these questions and I'll just get still and I'll listen. If I have nothing to write about for the day, it means I wasn't tuned in very well. And I'll ask God, God, would you please repeat whatever it was that you're trying to show me today? And if you'll get still and you just listen, he'll begin to bring things into your mind. And whatever comes into your mind, just write it down. And then stay tuned in during the day. He'll often give you some course corrections and help you navigate through the day. If you're ever unsure on what to do or which step to take, just ask. Just ask and then wait until you know. And then once you know, it's time to take action. So the other part of what I like to do in my journal every night before bed. What do you know to do today? What do you know to do today? I'll list out my plan for the day. What do I know to do? Not the things I'm unsure of or uncertain of. What do I know to do today? Maybe there's some things just so you know you need to get done today. Maybe there's some things in your conscience or things you've been procrastinating on. Some areas where you have some leading or excitement from God on some things to do. And that becomes your plan for the day. And this is just about executing those things with God, together in partnership with him. In faith, with full confidence, with full assurance, with full certainty in him. We're going to ask him for his help to execute those things today. That daily prayer. Every day we're asking for his help to do what's right and best in his eyes. And to do it with peace and joy and confidence in him. And as you do this, you begin to execute this day by day. It does something like magnetize you. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven. All these things will be added to your life. Does something like turn you into a magnet where it just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for you into your life. So let's take a look at these scriptures. What is faith? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. The NIV version says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. We've been talking a lot about confidence lately. Confidence is this place where all the doubts have been removed. All the things that are holding you back are removed. Faith is confidence in what we hope for. The things that you're hoping for, it's confidence that God's going to bring them to pass. The King James Version says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. We're going to talk about that one here in just a little bit more in a second. But think of substance. That word sub means below. Faith is the underlying reality of the things that we hope for. That we've prayed about it. We've given it to God. It's done. It's the underlying reality that we're standing on. The NASB says faith is the certainty of things hoped for, a proof of things not seen. Now, there's all kinds of things in this world that we cannot see, but we know are real. You can't see wireless internet. You can't see radio waves passing through the air. You can't see the wind blowing the trees, but you can see the evidence. It's the evidence of things not seen. Your computer connects to the internet. The trees are blowing in the wind. You have evidence of things that cannot be seen. We have evidence. The Bible talks about in Romans. We have this evidence of God all around creation. Everything is speaking of him. We have evidence of a creator, but we can't see him. By faith, we know that he's real. And think about the importance of faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The righteous will live by faith. If you're in Christ, you are righteous. The righteous will live by faith. So I'm going to read a section. This is from my book, The Eighth Date, God's Operating System for Abundant Life. This is a section. We have a chapter on faith. What is faith? How do we apply our faith? How do we walk by faith? Here's a little section that I wanted to talk about today. As Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. We believe, we receive when we pray. Now notice all these passages. It says, now faith is. Now, faith is in the present moment. Faith is believing you receive from God the moment you pray. The moment that you ask, you believe you receive the answer. Doesn't mean you see in the full manifestation of it, but you believe you receive that God's got it once you pray it. This belief changes our perspective on the situation. We know that God is working, and we do not doubt. Notice, confidence is that place where you don't have any doubt. You do not doubt. Now, the symptoms or the issue that you prayed about may still be there, but you now have a different perspective on the situation. The situation has been reframed. The word substance in the verse above has to do with something underneath that you stand on. The word sub, or the phrase there, sub, which means below, and stance or standing on. Faith is the underlying reality or perspective that we're standing on. It starts with firming up our decisions and believing that we receive the moment we pray. Notice, I like to think of faith as the emotion of believing. It's that place of confidence where all the doubt and unbelief has been removed. And then from this point on, once you pray and you believe you receive, you know the underlying reality of the situation is that standing on faith will always cause you to triumph. Something I've learned in my own life. God has brought this. I've experienced this scripture. God says God always causes us to triumph in Christ. Every single time. Jesus says, in this world, you're going to have trouble, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. He always causes us to triumph. And when we know this, then we move into hope. And I like to think of hope as the feeling of trust. The hope of just feeling, that feeling of trusting in God. Now, faith is the confidence in what we're trusting God for. Faith is the confidence or the substance of the things that are hoped for, the things that we're trusting in God for, the evidence of things not seen. So we're going to take communion over this today. You know, for a little while there, I questioned in just my own walk with God, God, why did you make it this way? Why did you make it this way so that we can't see you? So that we would have to have faith. I believe today as we take communion over this, I think we're asking God for a deeper revelation of faith, why it's so important to us, why it's so pleasing to God that we walk by faith. It pleases him for us to walk. Why is it important? Because it pleases him for us to walk in full confidence. Blessed are those who believe even when they haven't seen, Jesus says. To walk in full confidence and certainty that we can stand on his word. That we can stand on what he's promised us. That's very pleasing to him. Father, we just thank you for this bread, that you are with us. We thank you for giving us life. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. Receive it right now." We got to receive in the present moment. Communion gives us this amazing opportunity to create a point in time where we believe that we receive. And God, you've given us this faith. You've given us the measure of faith. And we're asking for your help to grow it to higher levels, to get more firmed up and strong in our faith. The Bible talks about all these examples of faith being weak or faith being strong. Abraham did not waver in faith, thinking about how he's 100 years old and going to have a baby. He did not waver. He was not weak in faith. He was strong. He was unwavering. I think God gave us faith because it's good for us. It helps us to grow. Helps us to grow in him even more. So, Father, we just thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can put our faith, our confidence, our certainty, our hope, our trust in that light, in God, in his unfailing love for us. As you start standing on faith, you're going to experience his love, his grace, his goodness, and you're just going to know him better. To know his heart and his kindness and his goodness that much more. So, Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take a juice. So now it's about walking it out today. By faith, we're going to make today a masterpiece. How are we going to do it? We're going to stay positioned in the light. We're going to keep magnifying that light. Pay attention, if I get my words out. Pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly. We're going to stay tuned in today for God's leading and direction, and we're going to take action. Do those things that you know to do. Faith has to have works. Has to have action, has to have corresponding action to be made complete and whole and strong. We're going to do it with that confidence and that certainty that God's right there with us, helping us to execute. You start doing this day by day. He's going to lead you one graceful step at a time to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.